Hey! So I'm trying to do the Kramer coming in through the door of podcasting. Let's not talk about Kramer anymore. This is Gone Shooting. This is a video game podcast where we talk about video games a little bit. Bullet points, whatever, you know the score. My name's Reed McCarter. I am joined by co-host, co-editor, Yusuf Cole.
What's the deal with video games? Why are they, why are they so woke?
We should talk
Kramer.
I think actually, you know, we should come back to Jeremy Seinfeld's Unfrosted later.
They censored Stellar Blade, Jerry. Oh, they censored Stellar Blade. Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, this guy here, that's Ed, who you'll learn from in a little bit.
They made the breast smaller, Jerry. Oh, you can't make the breast smaller. That's terrible.
Ed, you're ruining the whole thing, the thing that we were going to do.
We can't be contained into one skit.
Yeah, I mean, look, someone said Seinfeld and someone said video games.
Okay.
Continue.
This is already fucking... It's all wrong. We start starting to fit. Being like,
This isn't the way that I wanted it to be.
Listen, we're going
to... We're going to start a petition to make us do the podcast, today. Right?
Yeah. We have a very special guest today. His name is... I'm looking at my bookshelf here. His name is Joshua Baker. How about that? Joshua Baker is he's one of the co-founders of the Decensor Stellar Blade petition that you might have seen going around the internet. And in sort of the interest of fairness, because Bullet Points is an objective website, no subjectivity. We hate it. We like objectivity. And so we don't want to have bias. I personally have not played Stellar Blade. I have kept up with all the information. That was the most exciting thing happening in games, nay, the world right now. So we thought we would have, that's not even a good name, Phil Baker. How about that? On, sure. And he's dropped the call.
Oh, I can't hear you all of a sudden.
Why? He has dropped the call somehow. And now
that's the woke police.
I'm back.
Coming in to silence.
Sorry, the fucking audio dropped out. I'm here. Yeah, this is, what was my name? Phil Baker.
Phil Baker, you're here. So yeah, so you're one of the co-founders, and we wanted to get your thought, your side of the story of why Stellar Blade is so important that it, how was it censored, by the way? Maybe you can introduce it.
She had big tits. She had big tits and a big. She had big tits and a big ass, and they made them a little bit tinier.
Okay, so who did this to you?
I ought to start, like, before we get into any of that, I want to start by just saying that I'm a free speech advocate. I believe that speech should be free. I believe that you should be able to say whatever you want: apples, oranges, pears, or any words that you want to say. Garage, bedroom. Helicopter, any word you want to say, whenever you want to say it, speech should be free. And that's what this is about. It's about free speech. How much are you paying for your speech these days?
Well, these days I was paying $9.99 Canadian a month for my speech, but I did get a deal with a different free speech provider, and they're doing it for $6.99 a month.
Condominium. Yeah. There's another word. Condominium. I can say it whenever I want because I love free speech. I can say whatever words I want whenever I want to say them, baby.
And Reed, isn't your speech throttled? You hit like a certain limit, they slow it down. You can't say as many words.
No, I'm.
Yeah, if I go past 3,000 words a month, I get throttled.
Yeah, I don't have that problem because I'm a free speech advocate.
Okay, well, you know, I've always been interested in how one becomes a free speech advocate. What was your childhood like?
I spent a lot of time speaking.
Yeah, okay. What kind of things would you say as a child?
I'd say the names of dinosaurs, and then I'd say the names of different types of nuts, and then I learned how all the different shapes, and I'd just say them. And that's how I became a free speech guy. I became a free speech guy because I just used to say whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted it. So, like, I'd be... I'd be in the middle of a sentence and I'd just say, I don't know, eggs.
Right. And so Stellar Blade.
I should mention that I also have paranoid schizophrenia. Mm.
Okay, yeah. So that must have caused you
quite a few problems at school.
Well, that's what they said. I just thought it was free speech, baby.
So tell me here too, because I'm interested. Video games, how did that factor into your life? Because they're obviously are they important to you, or is this purely free speech?
Well,
you just saw speech being.
I used to think that if you play early video games, Baltimore, Cleveland, Washington, free speech. Then a lot of them don't have any speech in them, and I thought that constituted the ultimate throttling of free speech, was that there was no speech. So my mission is to introduce speech into everything I possibly can. If I see a mime, I kick him to death.
So when you go to a movie theater, perhaps, how does that work? When you're
anytime the film is in a section where there's no speaking, I will speak. I will deliver a speech. I will introduce some speech into any part of my life where there is no speech.
Now, Yusuf, you're an American. I know you have a special day for American soldiers, but in Britain and in the Commonwealth, we celebrate the 11th day of the 11th month. The end of World War One, the armistice, with a moment of silence. So I imagine, has that ever caused any issues for you? I forget what your name was, but
Phil Baker.
My name, you can call me whatever you want, because that's free speech. You don't have to use my name. You don't have to use any words that you want that you don't want. You say whatever you want all the time. I'm constantly speaking, like a shark has to keep swimming. Or else it dies. I think that you should be constantly speaking freely.
So when you're not speaking right now, are you just sort of whispering? When we don't hear you speaking?
When I'm not speaking right now, I'm speaking in... I've developed a sort of technique to speak in a frequency that is indetectable by human beings. I'm like...
Right.
But it is detectable by certain species of beluga whale.
That's why you can't go swimming in the Pacific.
Well, if I go swimming in the Pacific and I want to be quiet, then I just speak in the frequency that I use for people. And then the whales can't hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to throttle your free speech, but that was some pretty fucking stupid free speech right there.
Well, I mean, that's allowed, right?
I'm free to say that.
That's right.
Right. So
we're here to protect our freedoms.
That's true. So, Remembrance Day, you would just talk right through that minute of silence.
I will do it at the frequency that is reserved specifically for beluga whales. Yeah.
That's a really convenient skill that you've developed.
What's going to be difficult is if there is some sort of Memorial Day for a tragedy that involved both human beings and beluga whales. Because at that point,
I was thinking that
at that point I would have to probably learn a new frequency that's, I don't know, only detectable by like a certain species of fox or something.
You never know where they're around, though, foxes, because they're sly.
Not speaking enough. Really, too quiet. I don't trust a quiet species. You know.
No.
I need to hear them coming.
I do kind of hate all animals.
Right, yeah.
Because they don't
speak. Is it because they don't speak, really?
Yeah, they don't say much.
But
I try. What do you think? I go to the petting zoo and I grab the goat on either side of its head and I look into its eyes and I go like, I say, say something. Say something.
Right.
Me and Jordan Peterson do this all the time.
Yeah, the two of you together. The dark intellectuals.
And he's like, this goat should say something.
Yeah, yeah, he would talk about that. Now, Coco the gorilla, any thoughts there? Because I believe she said some very offensive things.
Yeah,
about
and what happened exactly?
Jane Goodall.
She started to speak freely, and what happened? She was immediately censored by guests. She was assassinated by the New World Order.
That's right. So the New World Order, that's interesting. Do you think they have any role to play in making Stellar Blade's boobs and butts?
Well, me and Jesse Ventura, we have a cabin that we live in together that's run by we just have like a generator and a butt to collect rainwater, and we have like. We have like a sort of like hydroponic thing in the back where we grow vegetables. We're off the grid. We make our own internet and we make our own Netflix. And we were talking about this, and it was pretty. If you look at the facts, it goes back to 9/11, right? And basically, it's true that. Jet fuel isn't hot enough to melt steel beams, right? So
of course.
But the big titted, big ass woman from Stellar Blade is hot enough to melt steel beams. So the US government planted copies of Stellar Blade in the windows on the World Restaurant on the 101st floor of the North Tower.
20 years before it came out?
Well, they've been working on this in secret. Like, the Pentagon has been developing Stellar Blade. They launched the MK Ultra project and Stellar Blade at the same time. Like, MK Ultra, it was to try and brainwash people to complete Stellar Blade, to speed run Stellar Blade.
Yeah. I was definitely getting some MK Ultra vibes from the Stellar Blade trailer.
Yeah.
You know, just it felt like of a piece.
So Sirhan, who killed Bobby Kennedy, he 100%ed Stellar Blade. He platinumed Stellar Blade. That's why he was picked for that operation, was because he got platinum on Stellar
Blade. Yeah, and didn't they send a copy of Stellar Blade to Fidel Castro? So he would just like have a heart attack from how hot she was.
Certain people in the Illuminati would deny that. I've seen some pretty Alex Jones faxed me some evidence that would suggest that Fidel Castro, they tried to kill Fidel Castro by having him play Stellar Blade and hoping that he'd get a hard on that was so powerful that it would just drain all the blood from his brain and he would die.
Yeah. I'm sure he sucks at video games though, so it's probably the wrong tack to take there.
Well, they tripped over because Che Guevara, who was he prestiged COD Black Ops 2 like 4 times, but they killed him. Like he could have played Stellar Blade while Castro watched him, and probably would have like been pretty good at it.
What were Che's final words? Wasn't it like, "Shoot, you will only kill a gamer"? I think was that what
he said don't hate the player or the games. And then he died.
That's right.
Che Guevara's last words were, "Don't hate me because I play video games." His last words were "We need more ethics in journalism." And then he
his last words were lag BS. BS lag.
His last words were GG.
No, that was it was GG easy.
So yeah, they planted copies of Stellar Blade in both and at the Pentagon itself and World Trade Center 7, because it's so hot that it would melt steel beams. And since then, they've been trying to cover up that fact by censoring it. And we want the full.
Okay.
What we're basically pioneering for is the full uncensored 9/11 cut of Stellar Blade.
Right, oh my god, right. Dangerous, but I think we owe it. We are owed that copy.
Yeah.
So do you have any kind of evidence for this? Because if you would, you know, this could recast.
No.
I think
no, there's no even there's no evidence.
No,
the minute you have evidence is when you get a copy of Stellar Blade in your mailbox. Read
it is
okay. I'm sorry.
It's 100% true, and there's no evidence.
Right. I thought maybe there would be like a Zapruder film of just like her ass just sort of, you know, shrinking like frame by frame and you can kind of see something happening there.
Everybody, but everyone talks about frame 261 of the Zapruder film, but I'd like to draw your attention to frames 264 through 272. 265, the Stellar Blade woman's ass is enormous. 265.
Well, you know, that makes me think, I've heard a little bit of a rumor, and maybe you can confirm whether this is true or not, that you're working with Oliver Stone on a feature-length film. Now, who will play that guy who used to work on World of Warcraft? Who's going to play that guy?
Who's going to play, what was it, like...
Oliver Stone film.
What's his name, like, Grums?
Grims?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be played by Idris Elba, who's red hot in the video game world after Phantom Liberty, and they're gonna use like heavy prosthesis. They're gonna do a kind of like white chicks thing on Idris Elba, and he's gonna play the former World of Warcraft guy who wants the 9/11 cut of Stellar Blade.
Yeah, it'll be him with his petition, like co-conspirators. Like, yeah. you guys are taking notes of a criminal conspiracy?
The film is called Oliver Stone's AFK.
Okay, very good. So this, yeah, I mean, this has obviously enormous implications. It goes all the way back to... Now, do you think that the nation of South Korea itself, where this game was developed... Do you think maybe that was the Korean War, which obviously heavy American involvement? How much can we trust what we know about? Was the entire nation of South Korea created to make this game?
Well, there's some suggestion that both Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un have dispatched spies to South Korea to try and obtain a copy of Stellar Blade. It's that important right. to them. Whether that says anything about like what you were saying, that I wasn't.
I've heard of that too. Yeah, like they make bootleg copies of Stellar Blade, and they're always like kind of testing it, sending it out into the world, like Japan and South Korea, and then people can easily tell that it's fake because the boob and butt size is way off the mark.
The North Korea Stellar Blades, their Stellar Blade program is still in the sort of trial phases. They did manage to make one with the appropriate boob and ass sizes, but they put the boobs where the ass was meant to be and the ass was where the boobs were meant to be.
dead giveaway.
Classic mistake there. I was just thinking I would look up see if we can get 80,000 signatures today, but the goal is 150,000. So looks like we have a little bit to go.
What's the petition for the uncut version of Stellar Blade?
Yeah, it's hashtag. I'm surprised you don't know this. It's hashtag free Stellar Blade.
How about? I think I might have mentioned this before, but how about it was Stellar Sling Blade? Did I do that one before?
I don't think so. It's brand new in the cast. World premiere.
I don't know if I want to hear this, though.
Remember that? It ain't got no ass in it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's about as far as I'll go with it. I'll probably just go with Stellar Sling Blade, and he goes, it ain't got no ass in it.
Yeah, I think that's probably enough.
Yeah.
Now, I thought I would just sort of look at some of the comments here of your colleagues. Apparently Helldivers was part of it.
What?
And it said, after your feedback, we are removing Helldivers from the petition to keep it pure and clearly about Stellar Blade. That was one day ago.
It's actually what it says.
What happened to exactly. How is Helldivers related to this?
Well, because they
there
did
was
that
thing where it was like you had to link a PSN account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is...
But they're taking that off now. So Helldivers is in the clear, right?
Yeah, Helldivers is in the clear.
Imagine being the kind of guy who wants to fuck the woman from Stellar Blade. Like, what? I mean, like, everyone, you know, like, each their own, whatever, but Jesus Christ. Are you fucking every single, this is a horrible generalization that is also 100% accurate, but every single guy who wants to fuck the woman from Stellar Blade also jerks off to that porn of like pregnant Sonic.
Yeah.
You know? These are lifelong deviant art.
I think you might have some misconceptions. For instance, this game is mature and shouldn't be censored in any way, or it shouldn't be censored, period.
It's funny how they always come out for this shit, isn't it? When it's like the woman with the ass and the tits. It's like, pick your fight, because sometimes it's like, we don't want... Stop putting women in games. Stop putting women in games because you're just like pushing the agenda. But then it's also like, no, this woman should be even more in the game. Don't censor this woman at all.
Yeah, she needs to occupy physically as much of the screen space as possible.
More, we want literally more women in games. Like, this is where the common ground is. It's like between that sort of kind of, you know, flag, like that kind of like, Anita Sarkeesian, you know, make games better thing, and these guys, is that we both want literally more women in games.
But just this Stellar Blade should really be a uniting cause.
Yeah,
sides of games should be celebrating Stellar Blade.
See, this is really true, because this person says, because games must return to be games, censor because is one of few real female character.
Right.
So I think this person's also saying, I want more female characters in my game.
Do you think the middle ground for now is to have like, I don't know, you've got like a kind of like Alex Vance or something, or, you know, like a kind of credible female protagonist, but they just give every single one of them the physical proportions of the Stellar Blade woman. So she's got like, she's got like the dialogue and characterization of like, you know, Mrs. Dalloway or something, but she looks like she's been made in like Blender.
Yeah, it's like a mod. It's like a mod that makes. Well, you have to balance it though, because the women will all be like ridiculously proportioned, but then the men will just have their dicks like poking out of their pants and like huge muscles, just like, you know, like ballooning out of their shirts.
So if you think
you have to have a balance.
If you think of the best written game for women that you can think of, and then we just change the character models so that they look like, yeah, they're from some fucking, like, you know, 3D Blender sex comic or something. Is that how we finally fix games?
Second Life kind of beat us to it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's,
what that's basically what happened in Second Life.
No one ever argues over Second Life because they just did it. No. Right? They just, yeah,
it's a utopia. It's the only utopia.
Yeah.
It's the game. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Alex Vance is the start of all this, though.
Yeah, fuck. Why? Fucking stupid game.
Because she spends the whole game telling this non-talking guy who spends all... You're telling him, like, your dad's dead or something, and he's just jumping up and down and switching his weapons out, you know?
Yeah.
And he won't say a word to you. And then she's like, I love you so much. You are the best. Half-Life is like, it's a psychopath simulator. It's like how someone who's, you know, it's just an entire game of everyone being like, this guy who looks, he doesn't look like a trustworthy fella.
He's the IT guy that definitely has like a hard drive of porn hidden behind his desk.
Yeah. But he's also got a crowbar, so watch him.
Shit.
And everyone loves him. And he's the only guy that can save everyone. And Alex is like, well, now we have a strong female character to say, also, here's the only woman in this universe, and she fucking loves you for no reason.
Actually, and so does the other one, Judith Mossman. She's like a Gordon Freeman fangirl as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Gordon. Listen. That's not her voice, but she's like, oh, Gordon, it's so amazing to finally meet you.
Hmm.
I've heard everything about you.
One of the scientists?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who turns out to be a traitor. So both the women want to suck you off. They keep talking to you even though you don't want to talk to them. You literally don't want to talk to them. And then one of them betrays you. And that's like, yeah, that's game of the year fucking shit right there.
There's some good comments on here, like 2024 feeling like 1824.
Oh yeah, back when they had the same problems like Stellar Blade.
An M-rated game like Stellar Blade shouldn't be censored at all. Sony forced Shift Up, which I think is the maker, and censored over 7 outfits and gore too. Sony is racist because they allow full frontal nudity in Western games, but a little bit of skin in Asian games is censored. Mm. So like, that's a different.
Wow.
Wow. That's like, a good. That's I like that. That's he's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let Asian games have full frontal nudity with like cardboard like body appendages that look incredibly attractive and that I like looking at. Give me more of that.
I think for this show and like as a work of video game actual. People use the phrase video game journalism a lot, and it very, very rarely applies. I think it's a work of like actual video game journalism. I should play Stellar Blade and try and jack off to it.
Yeah.
I should try and successfully come.
Yeah.
And then I'll pitch the article to like The Athletic or something, the Atlantic rather. Put it in The Atlantic or like the New York Times with a little kind of like hand drawn picture of me as like the byline. Yeah,
how like a bead of sweat running down your forehead, just like I'm trying. It's been two weeks, and then I can
go on that Simon Parkin podcast and talk about how I successfully came to Stellar Blade.
Yeah,
I understand Gamergate better.
Mm-hmm. You can be like thematically, Stellar Blade doesn't support self masturbatory. In some ways, it's a masturbatory project, and I felt I needed to apply that to the nature of my approach, the Ludo approach.
Yeah,
I had to include digital manipulation.
It's Ludo. I was trying to resolve the problem of Ludo narrative dissonance by jacking off to Stellar Blade.
Is a man not entitled to an uncensored copy of Stellar Blade? No, says the man in Sony. I chose something else. I chose the impossible. I chose big tits and ass in Stellar Blade.
Now, it's a little unorthodox, but I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I think that'll win you the big prize. What is the big prize in video game journalism?
Is that one that
getting to quit?
Is that one? Yeah, getting a job in PR is the big prize. No, is that
the
one?
The award that we've
it's the one that
we've all lost.
Yeah, that we've all been nominated for and none of us have won. Youssef, I thought you won it, didn't you?
Yeah, I won. Won it. Don't loop me in with you losers.
It's the one that three of us have been nominated for, and only one of us has won.
Wait, which one did you win for?
Cuphead back in the day.
Yeah. You can't even be mad because like Nicole won.
Yeah.
And like she's really good. So
yeah.
What about that thing at the Jeff Keighley show?
Oh, the next generation of gamers? Is that what it is?
It's like there's something. It's like excellence in...
Oh, new
like,
class, first class.
Excellence in streaming.
Excellence in streaming.
Yeah, the future canceled awards. It's like all the guys they put on there. It's just like the clock starts ticking on them, revealing that they have a 10-year-old girlfriend. So, is that it? That's Stellar Blade, huh?
Can't wait to play it.
I mean, I've not played it, and I don't know anything about it, apart from that it's got... All I know about Stellar Blade is that it has a woman in it.
It's a big deal. Do you ever, you know... Sometimes I would look at this stuff, and I'm like... A profound tiredness.
Yeah.
Like, to be completely serious. You see this stuff, and it's just, like, I don't know. It's so beyond stupid. It's like I don't know. It's like your dog is trying to say, I'm going to, I don't know, destroy your political opinions in 2 seconds.
But I don't know, because I feel it from both sides as well. Like, I just, I find, like, the whole thing, the fact that there's, like, any, we live in a world where there's any energy committed to this particular debate depresses the hell out of me.
Well, the thing is, too, like, the thing is, you have to shut it down, but then there's, like, a level of engagement that I think, like, is not necessary, where it's, yeah. It does seem like a lot of people, just everyone on both sides are just spending their days.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, they're like, this is my hobby. But that isn't to say I see the perspective of both sides.
Yeah.
You know,
sure. Yeah. The perspective of, it's like, just, it shouldn't have any oxygen. Like, it should not exist. Like, it should not, it's like the same thing as being like, look at this 10-year-old jerking off to some weird porn.
Yeah.
Like, it has, it's out there, but do we have to talk about it? And I do think there, like, I agree with you, Reed, that some level of it, you just have to be able to shut it down. Like, I think Ethan did a good job with his piece in Kotaku, where he just was like, this is, here it is. And it, like, it's patently ridiculous for anyone with two brain cells. So it's like, you're kind of, just, that's just like all you need. What you don't need is like people to go on social media and be like, look how dumb this is. Like, no. You are also enjoying this nonsense. Like, you're enjoying it from the position of outrage, but you're still enjoying it. Like, you're getting pleasure off of, like, what these people are doing, which is why it becomes so big to begin with. Like, Gamergate 2 should never have happened, because who the fuck cares what any of these people are saying? Like, it's like the 10 people, like, kind of started harassing people.
It's like 10, guys. Yeah.
But they, I don't know. I have a lot of time for any arguments that the people who are being targeted have, because I think that shit is, like, legitimately is, like, make you lose your mind worthy.
Yeah,
it's like, having gotten, like, fractions of it before, it does, you know, you can try to block it as best you can, but it's just like, it's, there's a thunderstorm outside or something, like, you can't ignore it entirely. It's I think this, I don't know, it's like, I'm torn between, like, you got to show support for those people and things like that, which I guess I'm a hypocrite, because I, like, fucking, I can't look at Twitter anymore. Like, I scrolled on my phone once in a while, and I'm just like, I can't engage with this shit. You know, I'll look at whatever mentions or post stuff, like post work stuff.
So,
but
what is,
I don't know,
what is, like, what's the definition of an incel, right? So it's like, You play a lot of video games.
It's someone who's not having sex.
You play a lot of you play a lot of video games. You get kind of, like, disproportionately upset about things in video games, and you don't get head. I think
you don't get.
I think I'm an incel. Like, I play video games. I come on my little podcast and get really cross about stuff in video games that really doesn't matter, and I don't fuck.
That's true.
Yeah,
and you could be your man on the inside. You need to get.
I could be yourself
with these people.
I could be the double agent. Yeah, I could be the. Yes. I could be the splinter incel double agent.
Like, he's like, I'm in. Yeah, you're
crouch thing.
You're upside down. You're upside down on the ceiling.
Yeah,
over down. Like some guy. Just some guy
like, with like a big
typing
stomach,
furiously.
Like, like, huge stomach just, like, hanging out over my belt. And, yeah, just, I come down on that little wire, like, from Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, but, like, my jeans...
Just say, don't post.
My jeans are halfway down my ass, and I'm, like... I've got, like, hot dog mustard all over my mouth. And, yeah, I just...
Like, you're
trying
to sneak into their house, and they're, like, obviously hearing you, like, just blundering, knocking over, like...
Oh, I've still got the goggles on, you know, those, like, green goggles.
Three lens thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wearing a...
That's good.
I'm wearing a t-shirt that says, like, Half-Life Opposing Force. Yeah,
faded black t-shirt.
Faded black
what's
t-shirt.
Up fellow what's up fellow incels?
Yeah. Yeah,
I hate sex.
I love Gearbox Software on my t-shirt. And I've got like a pair of glasses with sellotape and a bridge. And yeah, I sneak into their houses and I post things that are like
slightly more liberal and less misogynistic, and then I exfiltrate.
You get stuck crawling out of the bathroom window.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just my front half hanging out the side of the house.
A little help.
Fellow gamers.
I'm almost out. I was never here.
That's a nice thing, right? I guess everyone's been an incel at some point.
Yeah.
You ever realize that all babies are incels?
Mm-hmm. Every single one.
Yeah.
We're all born incels.
No, but maybe babies are volcel. Is voluntarily celibate.
Oh, right.
I bet a baby would. I mean, that's literally what.
No, I don't want to think about this.
What you want to call it? Oh, Poor Things is about a baby would fuck if you put a baby in an adult body. The baby's gonna fuck.
Well, babies are just id.
Yeah, exactly. Their whole body's an erogenous zone.
They made Doom.
Yeah, they're just
id software.
Babies are just id software.
Id software. No, I think on the last episode we concluded that Doom is for grown-ups.
Yeah.
They would never censor Doom.
No.
Never. They wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare.
What if John Romero, because he had a big ego at the time, what if he made Super Ego software instead of...
And they...
Did he make a studio or was it...
He did. They made that terrible game.
No, he Storm, joined... Right? Ion Storm. Oh, but didn't that exist already? And then... They opened another division.
Was it like a Texas one or something?
I do know this, but I don't fucking remember. But he runs a studio now called Romero Games.
Well, that's simple to remember.
Do you remember that game that Brenda Romero made called Train? Do you remember Train?
Well, I know about this purely.
That is
because it was referenced in a novel, and the novel wasn't very good, and my partner was reading it, and then there was a big kerfuffle because... The character in the novel is like a video game designer and then had made basically just Train.
Right. Whose novel?
I forget what the book was called. And then I think like had talked to Brenda Romero and then she was like, hey, you could have just said thanks or something at the end. Or just put my name in here somewhere.
Oh.
And, you know, anyway.
I wasn't aware of any of this.
Now, Train is this. Train. It's this stupid. It's like the. It's from the Braid Passage.
Yeah, yeah. But this was 2009.
Yeah, if the Braid Passage Train. What else are those kind of like dumbass, gotcha kind of gotcha, but we're doing it in a clever way kind of games. Basically, in Train,
you think.
Yeah, yeah. Spec Ops: The Line is a little bit like that, right? And.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Train,
you were playing a video game? No.
You're playing a video game? You fucking idiot. You fucking moron. You think you're playing a video game? You stupid fuck.
The book is called Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow, and it's by Gabrielle Zevin.
I see. I was going to read that, but then I didn't. Did not.
I heard it's a bit of a stinker. I'm sure some people like it. And
it's tough. It's probably a similar issue to Ready Player One, where like non-gamers are like, this is so interesting. It's... games, video games, and then anybody who like is familiar with games is like, what are you doing?
What if I search video games that blew your mind?
So in Train, plays like, it's kind of, it's not a video game, it was like a live, it was like you played it in a gallery, but it was kind of gamified like a video game, but you play it in a gallery and you are doing kind of like strategy game or kind of like city building game mechanics where the job is to kind of maximize the productivity and the capacity of and the efficiency of this like system of trains. So it's like try and get as many people into the train and delivered by the train as possible. And then you get to the end of the game and it's like, oh yeah, by the way, those trains were going to Auschwitz.
I am not making that up.
Like, that is the end.
I know that's the ending
of the game Train.
Wow, that is such a dumber version of like Papers, Please.
Yeah. Yeah, like, where Papers, Please like introduces the concept straight away and sort of invites you to kind of ponder on it. Train waits until the end.
Papers, Please, I think is. Yeah, I guess it's like of that era, but it's not. I think it's a game that is intelligent. I think it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's not a stupid game about games. Like every other one of those ones, it's like, yeah, but fucking games, right? Whereas Papers, Please, I think, yeah, it's not really interested in
it. Well, and it actually uses game design to make you feel something about authoritarianism, right? Of being like, look, you can, even within this, like, doesn't matter context, you can start kind of being a piece of shit if you care too much about your job.
Yeah. I had a question related to this, which was, in the Superculture Discord, there had been a conversation about the fall of AAA and how everything sucks now, and that maybe we'll have another indie boom. Like, do you think that, like, we're going to get another spell of indie game, the movie games, and Train 2? Do you think we're going to get Train 2?
I'd love to play Train 2.
Train 2.
Where are the trains going in Train 2?
You can't spoil that. That would really spoil the game. No. Yeah. They're going to the Mexican border. It's like the train from Terminator, the new Terminator movie.
Yeah, like
I didn't see that.
It's the train from Under Siege to Dark Territory. That's the.
It's got. Ooh, now that's a train how to play it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a bomb on it. It's got a bomb on it. It's going to the White House.
It's the Snowpiercer train.
It's the Snowpiercer train.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah. that's what Frostpunk 2 is actually about.
Yeah. Is there going to be an indie game boom? I don't think we have the press apparatus to support it.
Yeah.
But I do think it might happen organically on a level where it's more dispersed. I don't think it'll be like, I don't think it can take shape in the same way where it's more universal and it's like has enough of a focal point to be like New York Times article about cart life or something, or a documentary that plays like in theaters in a limited run. And I think the press is too dispersed and is too disincentivized from, not even disincentivized. I think it's impossible now to focus properly on smaller stuff, even if it really warrants it. You have to wait for it to get the groundswell first. So now it's like reverse curation, right? Like you have to wait for the hook to be, oh, there's like a million people playing this on Steam right now, so now we have to write about it. But you can't do the thing of saying like, here, look at this thing that's come up and it's worthwhile. It's like you even see like there's been stuff people being like, this game Indica, which I think we're going to do something with, is really cool. I haven't played it yet. I played the demo. It was sweet. And people are like, this is really cool, but it's like relegated to like a sidebar on stuff, or it's like a blip, even if the story itself is like, this is one of the coolest things in a long time. You know?
Yeah, on the contrary, I'm looking at a tweet now that has like 4,000 likes, and the tweet is, there is a game coming out where you have to play it in 2D and 3D at the same time. So maybe the train stuff is coming back. You know, you remember how
that,
Braid...
That sounds familiar, yeah.
You remember in Braid where you have to go from right to left rather than left to right?
Well, Soldier Boy summed it up.
Oh yeah,
right. That's why that's the best review of Braid, is when he's like, it's like Mario, but it has no point.
Hell dying yeah,
to go backwards.
That's exactly. that's what indie games are. That's what the best indie games are. It's like a big game, but there's no point.
Yeah,
yeah. And he says there's no.
It
point.
Makes you question why you're playing games. It's like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's making me
that's
think.
What Soldier Boy says, and
it's
he's like, this game is dumb as hell. Look at this.
It's not fun on purpose.
And then he keeps making it go backwards, and he keeps laughing hysterically.
I think
it's
we'd have a better shot at a kind of like indie game renaissance again if people made something that wasn't a Metroidvania roguelike deck builder, which is all that comes out now. Or you know, a cutesy 2D platformer with some sort of like a mechanical gimmick, like Cocoon. Fuck Cocoon.
Right.
I don't want any more games like fucking Cocoon. Well, what was that?
I think
what
that's
that
like
piece of shit last year, Dave the Diver, which isn't like an indie. It's not an indie game, but like if people stopped making every single independent or independently minded game exactly the same, then maybe we'd have a shot.
I guess arguably that's what the indie game boom, it created, that's what set the template that we've been following ever since.
Yeah.
It's like these three games, these yeah. Metroidvania platformers. Are...
Everyone's making Super Meat Boy, Fez, Limbo, and Braid a billion times over.
No, when you also like when you're looking at that stuff day in, day out, it is depressing.
Right?
Like the stuff that blows up is it's so easy to describe everything. It's this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's this thing.
It's this thing. But, it's this thing.
But this time it's fantasy instead of, you know, modern day.
Yeah.
Like
there's maybe 10 games that get made ad infinitum.
Yeah, and you have to have the like the gif-able thing too, right? Mm. Where, wasn't that like actually like Katie, or it might have been Kyle or Josh from that end talking about like the thing of like selling a game on a gif.
Mm.
Like that's like your way to if you're not big. But then that kind of produces a certain kind of game, right? And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Some games still get expressed in a gif. Yeah.
I think one of the things I think about is I've always thought that like if the game industry crashes, like if there's some thing where it's like all the big publishers and everything, it all goes to shit, it'll still be just as worthwhile as it is now. I think like, well, you know, I think there are always going to be people who are going to make something interesting, and I don't know, you just hope that those people could actually see- like.
Yeah, I
don't know. You'd hope you have a medium that supports interesting work, but that's just kind of not how anything works right now.
But I've been replaying Mafia 3, and
that's a good.
I'm getting towards the end of it now, and it's like that is kind of making me feel like, oh, you know what? Shit, it is actually there is some world in which this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe right.
Yeah, maybe it works in. And maybe it's a cyclical thing. We just have to wait it out.
Yeah, I think there is... I think from like 2017, 18, things started to go really bad. And maybe, just maybe, things are starting to get slightly better. I feel like there's that bit in The Road where Viggo Mortensen sees a little like aphid or kind of grasshopper or something. And it's like the first living thing that he's seen in maybe years or something, and it's like, oh shit, you know, maybe something's happening, something's changing in the atmosphere here.
Exactly.
That's how I feel right now.
In WALL-E where he finds the leaf and then Eve takes it and he has to chase her back to the ship and it's full of fat humans.
That's right. We've got a leaf. We've got, what is our leaf at the moment? I don't fucking know. Maybe Indica's the leaf. Maybe Alan Wake 2 was a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I replayed Alan Wake 2.
That damn. Game is,
it's a good one.
Yeah, maybe
I gotta play it.
Maybe the fact that Starfield was a hunk of shit and everyone hated it is like a good omen as well.
Yeah, they couldn't keep getting away with it, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, the best parts of Starfield 2 had nothing to do with... like the design ethos kind of.
Mm.
It was like, oh, the best parts were sort of in spite, in a sense of like these good stories and stuff popping up in it that were not necessarily like, you did not need to have it set up the way it was to make that work.
I like the idea. I like the image of WALL-E instead of that little green plant. He's finding the Starfield Metacritic score. And he's like, WALL-E. And he's looking at it with that, with like those raised metal eyebrows. Oh, and he's like, whoa, 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 WALL-E. And it's just a 55 with like a yellow circle around it.
No, that game did fine, didn't it?
I mean,
no.
Fucking million percent. I don't know.
I reviewed it and that was pretty favorable, to be honest. I was like, it's fine.
I
think it's kind of what I said. I think I said, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Which, field.
It's fine field. You know?
So I was, it was April 30th recently, which is the
Oh,
it's the unofficial Metal Gear Solid 2 day, right?
Right.
And I'm introducing that basically because I got the sense that nobody else had anything left to talk about, and we've maybe got like 10 more minutes to fill. So,
well, I had to do something.
Oh, okay.
For work, really quickly. So if you heard clicking, unfortunately, that's what I was doing.
Oh, that's okay.
But I've finished that now, and
You're definitely working and not downloading a Stellar Blade uncensored patch.
Yeah, Stellar Blade Rule 34.
Real outfits, real boobs.
Improbable
for real men.
Dot rar. Then I'm downloading.
I like that bit. I like that bit in Metal Gear Solid 2 where Vamp goes. It goes 5 today, or rather 6. You want that bit?
I like the part when he's like, why is he called Vamp? And he says it's because he's a bisexual.
He's bisexual. That's what he means when he's talking about...
Or no, he says he's not called Vamp because he's bisexual. And I was so confused.
I have got no idea. Like, what the fuck is Snake talking about in that scene?
And I was like, I'll get it when I'm older, I guess. I still haven't got it.
Maybe that's what he means when he's doing the five to... It's like, how many... People he's
had sex with.
Yeah, how many people he's fucked? 5 today. And then he looks at Ryan, or rather, 6. Yeah, there's like the Navy SEALs are like freaking out and just firing their guns everywhere because Vamp is sucking every one of them off, and it's amazing. He's giving them amazing dome. And they're like, oh no, no!
Their trigger discipline is completely shit.
Yeah. The way...
He sucked off all of Bravo Team.
Yeah, Colonel. All of SEAL Team 9 was sucked off by Vamp. The way he sucked those guys off didn't seem human. You won't see anything like that in VR. I guarantee it. You won't get sucked off like that in VR. The way... Yeah. Yeah, he sucked off all of the SEAL team.
That's canon.
Do you remember when he gets shot in the head? Right?
He
gets shot in the head by Rat, and then he comes alive, and he's like, Fortune's crying. And he says, like, I died once already. I can't die twice. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that bit. I like that bit.
You know who his voice is? Mad TV?
It's Phil Lamar. Yeah, it's the guy who gets shot in the head in Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah, he's in Pulp Fiction as well.
Yeah.
At the apartment scene.
Yeah, he's the one that John Travolta accidentally shoots in the face. That is Vamp.
There's a lot of like Mad TV voice actor pipeline, huh? Deborah Wilson
in like everything. Yeah. But I remember it was really novel the first time she showed up too, where I was like, hey, it's Deborah Wilson.
Yeah.
What about, they should get Will Sasso.
he could be Fat Man if they're doing Metal Gear Solid 2 remake. But it's...
Well, that's not polite.
What?
What?
I'm not saying because he's fat. I'm saying because he's a big, bald guy.
He is bald as well.
He is a bald guy. I came...
I do think he used to drink his wine with a straw.
I came once already. I can't come twice.
That's what you were trying to get back to.
That's why she's called Fortune, because she can't come. It's like, are you?
Oh, that's why the sad saxophone music.
Yeah,
she cries.
It's like, no one can make me come. Are you the one to finally make me come?
But then it's, what is it at the end? It's like a, no, it's not a magnetic thing. It's just in her.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. She's got something that makes her smell really bad, so no one even tries to
hear at all.
Yeah.
I feel like Yusuf checked out entirely because we've been talking about Metal Gear.
Sorry, this is one place where I did not go.
I thought you were into Metal Gear.
Foxglove. Is it Foxglove?
Foxhound. Jesus Christ.
Hounds.
pounds to.
These are lovely foxglove flowers you have in your window.
Yeah, isn't a foxglove a style of thistle or something?
This is worm. I'm in front of the disposal facility. Licorice.
Full of foxglove.
This is solid.
Pound's tooth.
This is solid cake.
I've been left out too long.
I've been left out too long. This is this
metal is bear.
Metal bear.
Metal.
This is Shaggy Too Dope from Insane Clown Posse.
Yusuf, which Metal Gears have you played?
I basically the first one, and then I played a little bit of the second one, but I don't remember it that well.
I wouldn't,
because it
I
was college.
I wouldn't have done that whole thing if I knew that.
No. You know, I don't have to be part of it. I'm listening. I'm participating.
That's what you did when we got on the call. It's the same thing. It's like when the old people fall asleep at like a you know Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be here, Sonny.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to be with my family.
I'm just listening. It's like you've been snoring for half an hour at the dinner table.
Yeah, that's very passive listening is what I've adapted.
The most passive of listening.
High tech special forces unit, Foxglove. Your former unit and one I was a commander of. Sniper Wolf, the beautiful and deadly sharpshooter. I can't remember how he says it. Vulcan Raven, giant and shaman.
Yeah, that's the one I was about to go for, but I wanted a Vulcan Raven.
And Revolver Ocelot. He's a shit. And Revolver Ocelot, he's a real asshole.
He's gonna be your least favorite character in this game, and he'll be in all the other
games. He's going to be in every game now, and
he's inexplicably extremely important.
Every game. High tech spec. I keep thinking about who's the other one from Insane Clown Posse. The Shaggy Too Dope, and then
this is Violent J.
This is Violent J from Insane
Giant
Clown
and Shaman.
Insane Clown High Tech Special Forces Unit. Insane Clown Posse. Violent J.
I play that
beautiful and deadly sharpshooter, and Shaggy Too Dope, the man with the same code name as you. Weapons, weapons and equipment, OSP. Weapons and equipment, ICP. Yes.
It opens up and the sub is going through the dark water and it's like, what is it, like 80, Shadow Moses, 80 miles west of Detroit.
Of Detroit, Michigan, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Detroit, Michigan.
You remember that song where it was like, water, flower, air and fucking magnets, how do they work? Remember that one?
Yeah. Nanomachines.
We were all confused as to how the magnets would work, and we were starting to get a little bit worried. Then Shaggy Too Dope had the idea that you could activate the magnets for us. What? What are you saying?
Metal
we thought we'd get you to run with the ninjas.
Run with
Snake,
the ninjas.
Don't forget to drink your Shasta. Drink the Shasta Cola, Snake.
Shasta? No, it's Faygo.
It is?
Fucking
Faygo. I can't get anything right.
You're telling me that I've been drinking Shasta this whole time? We're not supposed to be drinking Faygo? Colonel.
No!
Who's in charge of this operation?
It's me, Secretary of Defense, Ghostface Killer.
Don't bring him into this. You know, there's a Snoop Dogg verse on one of the early ICP albums.
Really?
Yes.
That guy sense. Would do anything.
He did. He did do anything for money, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was even he even appeared as an AI on Drake's latest diss track.
Oh yeah.
Fuck me. He's in.
You know hilarious. That.
Isn't he in Call of Duty or something? Isn't he one of the Call of Duties?
Yeah. Nicki Minaj is too.
Yeah. Well, she's in there as a skin.
Everyone's.
Isn't she? She's a, but I think he was.
Yeah, but she has like voice lines.
Oh, shit, really?
Snoop probably does too. Snoop was like back in the day though too on like one of the Black Ops or something. Or no, there was.
Yeah,
wasn't there like an Ice Cube pack or something too?
I thought he was in one of the zombies modes or some shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm making
up. You know I own two ICP albums?
Really?
You still own them?
Yeah, I'm not, what am I going to throw them away?
Yeah. Throw them in the trash.
No. What if I want to listen to them again sometime? What if I want to freak out people? You know? Sitting around listening to albums we loved in the early 2000s. And
hey, like, guys, check this out.
Abracadabra, Boom Shakaday. What is it? I did always like the line where he says, I'm Violent J and I'm back like a vertebrae.
Jeez.
You like that? It's,
that's great, yeah.
Anyway, sometimes you worry you reveal too much of yourself online.
Let's see. And
Shaggy, every time.
Shaggy Two Dope's real name is Joseph Utzler. And Violent J is also called Joseph. So two guys called Joseph.
Hey, my name's Joe and your name's Joe.
Let's make it.
We both are clowns.
We should make an insane clown posse.
Do you think they fought over who got to be Violent J then?
Oh, that's a good point.
They definitely did. Because that one, that's definitely a cooler name than Shaggy 2 Dope.
It's way cooler. Shaggy 2 Dope is a bulky name.
Well, he got...
Yeah, it's really mealy.
Violent J was Violent J because he got given that code name because he defeated the boss and recovered the philosopher's legacy. And
right. Yeah,
Shaggy 2 Dope.
Who was...
Like his, I don't know, his protege.
Big... Before him, it was Big Violent.
Big Violent. You are superior even to Big Violent. You are worthy of the codename Violent J.
The Violent, who gave birth
to Normandy? Yeah, that's it, the Violent. Yeah, there we go.
Did she give birth?
Yeah, so...
During the D-Day landings?
The boss...
Why, Kojima?
The boss gives birth to Revolver Ocelot on, like, Utah Beach or something. Yeah, that is nice. The story that is in this, and then there was all this talk that like Metal Gear Solid 5 was gonna be about the boss and like the Cobra unit during World War II,
and then they showed the Death Stranding footage and it had the World War II parts. Actually, it's World War I, I think, actually, in that thing,
right?
But they were like, Mads Mikkelsen is gonna be the Sorrow,
sure,
because he's crying
blood.
Or he's crying oil.
Yeah.
And that Guillermo del Toro was holding a test tube that had Big Ba.
I know. You know.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
This is good stuff to memorize.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro was going to be the fear, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, that's probably a show, huh?
Yeah,
I think we shot our shot. We shot our shot. We got on shot.
I think I...
Wait, I was... Go on. I was supposed to do some quiz on this episode, I think.
Some what?
A quiz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Let me just do... Let me give you a few Kingdom Hearts questions. Yeah, that's right. We promised last
okay,
time...
Okay, I'll do it.
That's what we do. Kingdom Hearts.
I think Discord member Steven Santana, I think, made this. Made it or found it?
Oh.
I think made it.
Oh, I was just looking. I just Googled it.
Maybe we should get to Stevens on the other one to do it justice.
Okay, we'll do that one properly. Let me just give you a quick.
But we can do
it. We'll call this a warm up. Yeah, this is a dry run. We'll just go for the general knowledge Kingdom Hearts quiz that has the box art from the first game, and has one rating from players. Okay, Reed. Your first fucking oh shit, hang on, this website's really bad. Reveal,
yeah, because it has okay Kingdom Hearts on it.
What year, Reed, was the original Kingdom Hearts game released?
I don't know that. I played them all.
1997,
2000, 2001, 2002 or 2003.
The real millennial. These are we're the real Windows Millennium Edition of games.
So it was PS2, right? I think it was. What are my options? I don't think it was 2004. I think it was like 2001 or two.
The reason you don't think it was 2004 is because that wasn't one of the options. So yeah.
Oh well, that would help.
2000. I'm going to say 2000.
2001.
You're going 2001.
Yeah.
I go 2000.
Wrong.
Well, you gotta ask me things that, like, people...
It's 2002.
You know?
I mean...
Oh, shit.
It doesn't... It doesn't mean someone. I don't know. You
hated. I don't know. You hated Kingdom Hearts, Reed.
Doesn't mean someone's not like a Chaucer scholar if they.
If they don't know when the Chaucer books came out, I think it does.
But what if they could like recite to you all of the Canterbury Tales, but they couldn't say what year?
Then
2002.
Then they're weird. Imagine that. Imagine you knowing it. You know every single line to every single one of Chaucer's books, but you don't know when they came out. Like, yeah, you're like, oh, I think they came out in the 80s or something.
Yeah, like 83.
Like 83, 84. It was like. Okay, so what creatures do you fight in every world?
Your boredom,
the
your willingness to go on, your sense of taste.
The there's some fucking great creature names. Here we go. Your options are the Dream Eaters, the Unversed, the Nobodies, and the Heartless.
The Heartless.
Correct.
The heartless, yeah.
This is a quiz where even if you win, you lose.
Exactly.
You didn't seem happy to be knowing that answer.
We're gonna do three more questions. Where does Sora end up after Destiny Islands? Does Sora end up in Neverland, Radiant Garden, Hollow Bastion, or Traverse Town?
Sora ended up at Michael Jackson's house? It's fucked up.
Does Sora end up getting at Michael Jackson's house, not getting molested, by the way.
Definitely not. It's a Disney game, so.
Yeah.
Sora's a big enough star that he doesn't get molested.
Yeah, he's not, he gets special treatment. He's Macaulay Culkin of the Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, world. And then Sora sticks up for the Predator.
Yeah, Sora is the psyop of that whole thing.
Of Michael Jackson. Imagine Michael Jackson was in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
That would be Michael Jackson Town, and it's like inside his brain.
Oh my
God. You just see like things that you never wanted. There's just like, why am I blanking on his dad's
name? Joe Jackson. You're just being chased by
There's Joe like a Jackson. Giant Joe Jackson like looming over everything.
Yeah. Fully naked.
Yeah. Holding his belt.
Dance, Michael, dance.
hell of a talented family. talented family. Andre Agassi, hell of a tennis player as well. So unfortunately, I do know the answer to this. It's the Travis.
You fucking loser. Travis Town. You fucking loser.
But you know where where it actually goes, where Sora actually ends up.
No.
Is in the fucking delete bin of your PS4.
Hell yeah.
When you're playing it.
That's what I'm talking about.
We need like a.
Okay, ask me more.
We need like a little guitar riff for when you do things like.
Yeah. The Doom riff.
Oh yeah.
I shouldn't be embarrassed.
Oh, we should get the Doom riff on a soundboard. Yeah.
Do quizzes, and when you do it, and then when you get it wrong, it's the.
It's the scream. You can get the Marines scream, death scream.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of the getting shot sound when he goes. Ugh!
Yeah. Okay. Even I know this one, so I'm gonna skip that one because it's too easy. It's too easy. Yeah. What is the name of the game Kingdom Hearts? Is it A, Final Fantasy? B, Burnout. Okay. How does Sora travel between each world? Does Sora use?
He's a fucking gummy ship.
Oh God.
Okay, it's called a gummy ship.
You should probably like kill yourself because you
know. The incel count of this episode is 1 to 2.
Yeah, like you have just doubled the the incelium levels are through the fucking
ceiling. They're off the charts.
Yeah.
So you know that I played those games while Ed, you were a member of the site, and I thought this will juice the numbers.
Yeah, this
will help us.
This is
going to
get people hot. Literally everything we've ever done, where we've been like, "This is going to juice the numbers," hasn't juiced the numbers.
And I spent a year playing those fucking games. Mm. And I like to think I gave a fair assessment, though. I think
You should write a memoir how you ruined your life playing Kingdom Hearts.
In all,
I do.
Yeah.
I think
in all seriousness, I will one day be lying in my deathbed thinking, I wish I had that time back.
In all sincerity, I do think it was kind of valiant that you did it. Like, it was it.
I thought
it
was so. No one else seems to think so, though.
No, it was like a legitimate sacrifice. It was for naught.
Yeah.
But it was a legitimate sacrifice. You gave your life for nothing.
You're like a World War One soldier, just getting like mustard gas.
Yeah, just like, stepping destroying off like, your the truck and just immediately getting blown
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you stepped off the ramp and a bullet went into your asshole and out the top of your head, and you died before you.
Yeah, so not only did I die, but it was embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't even fire.
You kind of fell over in like an ass up position, just like, really awkward. Your legs all splayed out.
And then
I went to France and a plague rat bit my testicles while I was having diarrhea. And then the charge happened and my pants caught around my ankles and I fell down. And then we were pushed back 3 meters.
Yeah, and you shit yourself and your shit went on a landmine and blew up. And and it made your ass cheeks all like black and sooty. And you had to go running around going, whoa! Like, with both your hands on your ass.
See, no one ever talks about, like, T.S. Eliot, I think, left it out of The Wasteland, right? When you talk about how funny that was. The good times. No one talks about the good times. In
Yeah, like when your ass gets set on fire by a mine and you have to kind of like run around trying to put it out and like kind of waving at it,
Yeah, and you're making like Three Stooges noises. Yeah.
And you end up having to like just jump in a water barrel and get sliding like that.
Oh no, but it's actually gasoline. You got set on fire. Oh,
yeah. Oh shit. Okay, last one. I want you to keep in mind that the word not in this sentence is in the words not and appear are in block capitals. Okay. Which Final Fantasy character does not appear in Kingdom Hearts 1? Cloud, Sid.
No, he's in there. He's in there.
Zack and Waka.
Zach's not in there.
You got four of all of those questions. The one you got wrong was what year did the game come out?
Yeah, because that's what did I tell you? It's the Chaucer's thing. I know
the real Chaucer.
The old Chaucer scholar. Yeah,
I know the text, not the extraneous details. Mm. Did Canterbury Tales came out 1300s?
Yeah, that's about as much. It came out before Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts, yeah. The sort of, I think it goes, Gilgamesh, the Iliad, Don Quixote is in there. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts.
The Canterbury Tales.
Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, I think, actually is the big one.
All those people who are like, oh, Canterbury Tales just steals from Kingdom Hearts. Idiots. One came out before the other, dumbass.
Yeah, you're stupid.
One came out in 2001, one came out in 2002.
Correct.
We should just make a book podcast instead. I think I'd be more into that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You gotta read a book.
Neither of you guys don't like reading anymore.
I'm reading. Right? I'm reading a huge fucking book right now.
Yeah, what is
I'm not gonna talk about my books on this. This is a gaming podcast. We've already
Name
is it the one is it the book. King James Bible?
It is.
No, it's the Kingdom Hearts adaptation.
It's the Kingdom Hearts James Bible.
Kingdom Hearts.
And it's an audio book of the Kingdom Hearts James Bible, and it's read by
Goofy. Goofy's reading it for sure.
Yeah, it's read by Goofy.
Yoke.
And it's on the first day, God Garsh. Said Garsh, and he made Sora.
What book are you reading? Tell me.
I'm reading.
You're reading the King James Bible.
I'm reading Robert Moses and the Fall of New York by Robert A.
That's Howard, a good one. That's a
which
good
is
one.
A big, oh. big, big book about clever shit that
he really that, did a lot of stuff.
Did a lot of stuff. Yeah, and I imagine most of the video game playing weenies who listen to this show wouldn't possibly understand it. It's too clever.
No, that's not true. It's, if they eat roast potatoes and play Doom and Metal Gear, they'll probably get it. Yusuf, what are you reading right now?
I'm reading The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh.
I'm on a Ripley kick.
Because of the television program?
Well, it started because...
Is that what that show actually is?
It is a very direct adaptation of the book, more so than the movie. But it started for me because I was watching Saltburn, which kind of is awesome. And then I was like, let me watch Ripley. And I was like, okay, now I get why. That's actually better. So then I was like, I'm going to read the book. And then the show came out. And I'm like, all right, I'm just living the Ripley life.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you?
I am. I'm sorry watching the show. Don't Maybe you worry about it. Don't worry. Yeah.
The talented.
John Parker. Mr. John Parker. Video game free speech enthusiast.
It's actually about, like, it's the daughter of him is Ripley from Alien. It's a prequel series about Ripley from Alien's dad.
Yeah.
And he's talented.
She's like,
because,
you know my dad? Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's talented, is because he makes Ellen Ripley. Because
he had a daughter.
Yeah.
Badass.
When is it set? Like in the '50s?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of lines up. They went to space in the '80s.
No. Aliens like the 21st century.
All right, I guess that's true.
No, so, it's the Alien is the sequel to the
Alien.
Alien is the sequel to The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, but there's a lot of space in between.
There sure is a lot of space.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of space.
Imagine naming your kid Ridley. Maybe that's why he named her Ripley. No, that's her last name, though.
Yeah, her name's Ellen. She's Ellen Ripley.
But do you think he just, Ridley Scott named her Ripley because he's like, I like to name my name.
Yeah, but I can't put that in.
They can't put that in.
That's funny. His brother's name is Tony, and then his name is Ridley.
It's a little different.
Tony and Ridley.
Yeah. Ed, where's South Shields?
I'll give you one fucking guess, asshole.
It's south of Shields.
Well, I mean, it's south.
South of North Shields.
It's south.
It's in the south of
England. It's in the south of England.
Well, okay.
I mean, I actually don't know that, so if I'm wrong about that, I don't like a fucking...
Where's Burnaby?
Hang on, I just want to see where South Shields is, because actually South Shields is like... South Shields is... South Shields is in, like, the absolute north of England.
It's just a source.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. It's near Newcastle.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's near Newcastle, which is like
you're an asshole.
It's one of the most northern cities in England.
Oh, I've been to Newcastle. Well, I drove through it.
Yeah, so
that was enough for me.
So I just
wow. So you're wrong about everything.
Yeah, I'm wrong about everything because I when you said where's South Shields and I said I'll give you one guess, asshole. I thought I was being really clever, but it is actually one of the most northern points in the country.
Yeah, sometimes south can refer, you know, it's like you get a little bit more specific.
Yeah,
about what's south of what.
Why are you looking at South Shields?
Yeah. Because that's where the talented Mr. Ridley is from.
Oh, okay.
I was curious. This show is
I think we're done here.
Time to end it.
All right. Okay. Well, follow us all on Bullet Points at Bullet Points VG.
Dragon's Dogma Month.
DD2.
Yeah. Neither of you clowns have played it, but I did, and I wrote about it.
And so, you wrote something good. Thank you.
You wrote something really. Read your article on Dragon's Dogma 2 was really good.
Well, thank you. I didn't feel like writing it. So maybe that's the secret.
That's the secret. Yeah, ambivalence.
It has to be painful dragging yourself over the finish line experience.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but it was one of those things of I don't want to do this. I'm just going to get it done as quickly as I can here. Put on some Lightning Bolt or some piss jeans,
mm-hmm,
or some Gouge Away, and you just fucking turn it up real loud and you just write the thing. We should say, by the way, because we've been doing a lot of these Gone Shooting episodes because novelty is fun and we don't have to prepare things for this. that's the real secret sauce. But we are not like going to not do Patreon episodes. Double negative, always most clear way to speak. We have some stuff in the works, but like a lot of Patreon stuff, it requires more prep. So yeah, there's a, I think we'll be starting, I think, two series before too much longer. Yeah, one of which I think we've been promising for a while. So we'll start doing those and get regular Patreon stuff going up again pretty soon. Yeah, want to keep that stuff going too. Gone Shooting, though, it just seems like it probably should be a free show. I don't know why, but it does. And that's the thing. Is that all the biz?
Yeah, that's all the housekeeping.
Sure.
Yeah. So look out for Patreon stuff. Read the website, Bullet Points VG on Twitter and the Blue Sky. It's the same thing. And that's it.
Bye, everyone.
Well, I'm headed down a southern trail. I'm going chicken hunting, chopping redneck chicken necks. I ain't saying nothing to the hillbilly. My barrel in his eye. Boom shaka, hair chunks in the sky. Why? I never liked chicken pot pie or the chopped chicken on rye. Tell Mr. Billy Bob I'm a snack up, slice, poke, chop, chop, stab, cut.
What can you do with a drunken hillbilly?
Nice, I'm feed him to his Aunt Nilly. Willy, willy, chicken neck, chicken hunt. Gotta love it, hit him with a 12-gauge bucket. Chicken nuggets laid out all over the ground.